I speak to you in my office?
Your work can wait. This is an important matter. Come to my office at the earliest convenience.
That means now.
Sit down. Yes, everything's fine. This has nothing to do with your performance.
No, it has nothing to do with our activities either. It's something separate. I just want to give you some advice that'll help you. The women that work here aren't great fits for potential partners. I mean it. They're nasty and they'll tear you, a man's heart out of his chest without flinching.
Why was this important?
Because chasing after women from your workplace isn't the best idea. Especially these women. They'll break your heart, which will affect your performance.
You aren't going after anyone right now.
That's, okay.
But you understand what I said, correct?
Good.
Yes, you can leave. Shut the door on your way out.
I need to speak to you in my office.
Yes, again. yes, again.
I thought you told me that you understood what I said earlier.
You don't understand.
I told you to not go after any women in my office. You said you haven't been and weren't planning to. So imagine my surprise when I see you with that bimbo in accounting.
Yes, Jessica, you were all buddy-buddy with her at lunch.
I saw you two leaving together. She was eyeing you up and down like a piece of fucking meat.
Just friends. Does she know that?
She's been eye-fucking you every chance she gets. She laughs way too loud at your jokes and when she laughs, she holds onto your arm. So I don't think she knows you're just friends.
Why do I care?
I've never been good at sharing, I guess.
Exclusivity? No, I never said anything about that, but I think I'd prefer it if it were. If we were.
No, I haven't slept with anyone other than you recently. Have you slept with anyone else?
Okay. Good.
Just, it's obvious that she likes you, and I know her type. So just, please be careful with her. I don't want you to get hurt. And if you want to pursue her, that's perfectly fine, but our arrangement will have to stop.
No feelings for her at all.
Okay, that's good.
Although now that you know she likes you, you might try something.
After all I just told you, you're going to do all of that.
How fast would it take for her to fuck you?
You piece of shit! I know what you're doing. Don't act all innocent. You might have been doing it by accident at first, but what you're doing now is obvious.
Don't lie to me. In fact, don't even open your mouth. Just stay there.
I told you to keep your mouth shut, didn't I?
Good boy.
Fuck. You mean so good when I grab your hair like this.
You want to act like a brat,
Try to tease Mommy. Well, it worked. And now Mommy's horny and so, so angry with you. Are you going to fix that? Is my good boy going to make it up to Mommy? Good fucking boy. I'm going to sit down at my desk and you're going to use your tongue to please Mommy. Come over here, baby boy. Crawl on your hands and knees. Good boy. Put your face between my thighs. Good boy. Do you see what you've done to me? Do you see how wet you made Mommy? This is all your fault. And you're going to fix it. Take off my panties with your teeth under my skirt. Good boy. No, don't start licking yet. Just put your face right in front of my dripping wet pussy. Just look at it. So swollen and puffy. You did this, you know. You did this to me. Now fix it with your tongue. Fuck. That's my good boy. Good fucking boy. You know exactly what Mommy likes. I bet I taste so much better than that slut. So much sweeter than her. Yeah, lick me right there. Fuck. Let me grab the back of your head and shove you deeper. There we go. Face full of Mommy's dripping wet pussy. Such a good boy. Fuck. Yes, what is it? Oh, Jessica. Just give me a quick second. Hide under my desk now. Good afternoon, Jessica. Is everything all right? Oh, you just had some questions about the policies here, of course. Come in and have a seat. All right, what policies are you wondering about? Dress code. Yes, we're normally business casual, but we do have our casual days. Just look out for the newsletter. It has some information regarding specific days. We'll have a themed day once or twice a month. Last month, we had a jersey day, which means anyone can wear whatever jersey they'd like. The sport doesn't really matter. Oh, and these theme days aren't mandatory or anything. It's just some extra fun we have. Any other questions? Dating policies. We don't have any formal policies against workplace relationships, but we heavily advise against it. As the saying goes, don't shit where you eat. Mixing work and play isn't the best idea, but it works for some people. I have to ask though, such a specific question. Anyone you have your eye on? I'm only teasing. Oh, him. Oh, nothing. He's a great worker. Very talented. Yes, I agree. He is very kind and polite. You should tell him how you feel. If he likes you back, then great. If not, that's fine too. I think we both know he's not the type to make things awkward between you two. That was all the questions you had. Okay, well, I'm always here if you need anything else, okay? Have a great day. Oh, and can you lock the door on your way out, too? Thank you. Fuck, come here. You naughty boy. You thought you'd make Mummy make some noises while she was talking. I'm very, very good at hiding my moans. Years of fingering myself during video meetings taught me how to be discreet. But that was very naughty of you. You even had your cock out while you were eating my pussy. Were you jacking off with your face buried deep in Mummy's wet cunt? Yeah. Such a naughty boy. Mummy's going to use your cock now. I'm going to lean over my desk and you're going to fuck me from behind until I come. Okay. Good boy. Let me just put my hands on my desk and spread my legs. I want you to stick that fucking huge cock in my tight, wet pussy. Oh. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, this is exactly what Mummy needed. Mummy got so jealous seeing you and her together. Oh, even now. They're just in here. And you under the desk. I wanted to show her that you belong to me. Oh. Oh. You belong to me. And me only. Oh. Fuck. Oh, I love your cock. Such a massive fucking cock. Oh. Oh. It hits every single one of my spots. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Are you crazy? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, come with Mummy. Make Mummy come on your huge fucking dick as you pump her full of your thick load. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Yeah, come in me. Oh,
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Wait. Before you pull out, give me my panties. Thank you. Okay, when you pull out, I'm going to quickly put my panties back on to make sure no drop of your cum spills. Okay, pull out now. Okay, panties back on. I'm sorry. I know this broke the rules of our agreement. We were never supposed to bring this inside the office. I just wasn't thinking clearly. I'm sorry. Of course you're not complaining. You just emptied your balls in me in the middle of the workday. But I guess it's all okay with you. Good. Great. I'm also sorry about me getting jealous. I know we never talked about exclusivity, but you're still okay with it. Really. That's good. I'm glad. I guess we better get back to it then. Oh, before you leave, please tell Jessica how you feel. I know I called her some less than professional names, but she is a nice girl. She deserves to know that you don't have feelings for her. Great. All right, I guess I'll see you tonight. Good. See you then. I think I'm in love.